A tiny Halloween discovery for dance instructors. Nobody is perfect, and I wear a tail to the gym, especially on Halloween. It occurred to me that our distant ancestors used to have one, and I try to have some extra fun. I aim to figure out what our tails were for by hopping and dancing on my gym floor. My tail is thick and strong, and about 30 inches long. So I've been learning to move it about, and I made progress without a doubt. I can swing left and right, and make little loops, and even larger jumping hoops. Someday, spelling my name may just become my claim to fame. At the moment, I am refining my wagging, and my progress is not lagging. And just this afternoon, I've noticed a little thing when I danced some swing. So, I have some advice to share, good for those who move like a square. A tail is great for practicing dance, as it helps the hips advance. Every instructor should have a box of tails, as that will teach even the slowpoke snails. It is easy to explain how to move hips when you instruct your students to make tail whips. To keep the tail in action, they won't hope to move their whole midsection. They will aim to rhythmically snap their hips, even naturally adding little dips. So as long as they keep the tail moving, they will be improvising and improving. Get them to raise their hands to mid-height and move them from left to right. And their hips and tail will soon follow to swing with a marvelous fluid zing. If you ask them to tip and lift one leg a bit, their footwork will even become a hit. Teaching the novice to dance should not be about moves or stands, as that will be boring at a time when they are still exploring. A tail is a new thing that will instantly teach their hips how to swing. And if they want to keep it up, they have to stay in sync, just like that. It is a joy to wag. They'll stay with the beat without lag. They'll sync up and move without a quirk, even improving their footwork. All for their fancy large tail, all hip dancing without a fail. I always say that if you got a tailbone, then your tail is not gone. Our hips are still tail-wise, and they need good exercise. Give the hips a chance, and do a little tail dance.